producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome to another week here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Are you digging out all of your rain gear and your winter stuff? Everybody's talking about massive storm that's getting ready to really smash into most of us in the United States. Apparently, this storm is actually fueled, that's a weather term, by the remnants of Typhoon Nuri, which didn't do a lot of damage where it was supposed to in Alaska, but they're saying that now it's going to push this frigid blast of air into the United States and send our temperatures plunging. I'll give you an example. At the mothership, they're expecting snow. Matt Johnson is standing by, and Matt, I imagine, you know, in Minnesotans are hardy people. You realize that you get a lot of snow in the wintertime. But isn't this a little early even for Minnesota?
Not technically. We've actually had a pretty tame fall so far, and it hasn't snowed at all. I mean, there's been winters past where it's middle of October we're getting snow, but it's a little different because it's all coming in one big scoop. It's just we're getting over a foot in the next, 36 hours, apparently.
Woo! And see, the good news is, you know, like you're saying, it was pretty mild in the fall. And at least in Minnesota, you have salt trucks. Are they salting the streets or doing any of that?
I think they'll start doing that overnight tonight when it's supposed to start snowing. It hasn't hit yet. I think everyone's still waiting for reality to come near.
Ooh. All right. So we'll find out, obviously. Snow expected to move over the northern high plains. That's what Matt's talking about. And into the upper Great Lakes by Monday night, accumulations. He's talking about 12 inches or so, a foot, in parts of Minnesota and Wisconsin, up to 2 feet, they're saying, in what they call, many of you listening in Michigan, the upper peninsula of Michigan. And then what does that mean for everybody else? In the satellite facility, for example, where I am in Dallas, Texas, it's peaking at about 70. Over the weekend, it was 70-something degrees, beautiful weather. And now, by midweek, it's expected to be highs in the 40s. So that is a dramatic, dramatic difference. And here's the thing. This is when a lot of us get sick because it's like you're on a roller coaster. And you know how you're fine on the roller coaster? And then all of a sudden, wah, 4 Gs right in your face. Well, that's just the same thing with the weather. When you have those 30-degree shifts, that's a pretty significant movement, and that's what a lot of us are going to see midweek, most likely. So some will get the snow, like Minnesota, and talking about that Monday. It's going to get cooler in a lot of places on Monday, but really hit into us on Tuesday and Wednesday, the way it's looking right now anyway. And for all of you in the Dakotas, you're used to this too. In North Dakota and South Dakota, 4 to 5 inches of snow. Montana, 10 inches possible. This is already going on Sunday, so we'll see what the snow totals are when it's all settled. But Green Bay, Wisconsin, all that kind of stuff. So actually, it's funny because Delta issued a winter weather waiver. So that allows you, if you're traveling, to avoid those whole change fee things. If you rescheduled the flights set for Monday to and from Minneapolis, Rochester, Minnesota, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Green Bay, Wisconsin, if you rebooked the trips, then they'd have to start no later than Wednesday, or then you get a fare difference. So you get that extra day or so to play with because they're already looking at what possibly could happen. And you think of, like, the hardware stores, like the Ace hardware stores, Home Depot, all those places. And that's when the shovels and the snow blowers and stuff start to disappear, because even if most people have some of that equipment, eventually you need to go get something new, especially with shovels. You can really wear out shovels, the big, long shovel I'm talking about, that are wide. The mouth of the shovel is huge. And usually after a tough winter, you can wear that out. So we'll start to see a run, I'm sure, in some places on that anyway. And that's pretty much what's going to be the buzz, I think, weather-wise across the country, the significant Arctic blast that's going to bring cold air and dropping temperatures to most of you listening to me across the United States. Hey, coming up in this hour of America tonight, a celebration of the wall. Can you believe it's been 25 years since the fall of the Berlin Wall? My brother was in the area when that happened. He was in college, and when the Berlin Wall was coming down, he was a freshman in college, and when the Berlin Wall was coming down, he was there. And he got me a star, a red star. I still have it with a sickle and hammer on it from one of the soldiers. I guess they were pulling them off their coats or something. And, boy, I'll tell you what, when you see and you think about that day, it just seems hard to believe that it's been 25 years, but it has been 25 years since the fall of the wall. And what's now happened in Germany since then? Because initially, when the wall fell, there were problems on both sides, because economically things really started to swing out of control. Of course, now, these many years later, it's a little bit different, but life in East and West Germany, if you've talked to anyone from either one of those, either the East or the West, is still a little bit different. And in the way they portray what happened with the wall is a little bit different as well. Speaking of walls, the walls are definitely up when it comes to politics, and this week will be pretty interesting because you have the president vowing executive action on immigration reform. You have Republicans saying, get ready for our thoughts on immigration, which will be significantly different. And that really wouldn't happen, I don't think, until January, because now you have the lame duck Congress. Now, the executive action could happen, and probably that's what will happen. There'll probably be some sort, he'll probably have some kind of action before the end of the year, is what I'm assuming, because he keeps repeating that, right? The day after the election, that was the first thing the president said. So he reiterated it again. He was on Face the Nation, who's part of the Sunday Swirl on CBS. And he said that he's going to change U.S. immigration law through executive action over the requests to wait from the Republicans and the warnings about the consequences of sidestepping this Congress. But he says if a bill gets passed, nobody would be happier than he would be. But I think that's exactly what he's doing. He's getting ready to make sure that happens before the end of the year, before the holiday hustle out of Washington, D.C. I think that drops because it's too many times that he has mentioned this. And then you have the Senate minority leader, soon to be the majority leader, Mitch McConnell, who says executive action would hurt cooperation on every issue. And he says, I think it'd be like the president pulling the pin out of a hand grenade and throwing it in as we're trying to actually work together. And I'm hoping that cooler heads prevail at the White House. I hope that can happen. But see, that's what I think they're weighing. They're deciding on when to pull that executive action. And I don't think it happens in the next week or two, but I think you'll see it happen before the break. That's for sure. What do you think? Executive action, what should Congress do? You can certainly throw in your 2 cents, 855-266-5283. Meet you on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment weight basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
At the end of our second hour here on America Tonight, what a week in the NFL. It seems like I say the same thing, but this has been a strange year by my standards anyway. If you look at a crystal ball, it's really tough to predict. And for anybody who's playing fantasy football, it certainly was tough to predict. And you'll just have to wait and find out if anybody nailed the score. And in case you have no bloody idea of what I'm talking about, here on the show, each week, Wednesday into Thursday, our second hour, the tail end of our second hour, we do this thing called Nail the Score. Now, you could absolutely hate football, and you'd rather nail the politician, but we do that all the time. So, for Nail the Score, once our computer picks the game of the week, and hopefully won't be frozen this week, then you get to call in and tell us who you think's going to win and what you think the final score is going to be. So you're just taking a number guess. It's like circling Keno numbers when you're in Vegas having a sandwich. You're just picking a side and then giving us the numerical guess. And then nobody else can guess because you already own that guess. So that's how easy it is. Now, picking across the board, if you were just picking for fun, oh, I think you'd have a tough time. This week was a really strange week with a crazy overtime game, a couple of blowout games, and a couple of nail biters that turned out maybe not how you thought they were going to turn out. So that's just your little hint. That's my way of not telling you very much. Like they do on the evening news. You know when they say on the evening news, the city is going to burn down. Stay tuned. And I've said this before, and then sometimes I think they get lost in what they're teasing. And listen, I used to be an anchor when I came out of school, so I know all about it. And then they forget to give you the payoff. So you're sitting there waiting, and you don't understand. Well, how's the town going to burn down? I don't get it. So I promise you, you will find out what happened And if anybody nailed the score in our second hour, how's that, in our second hour? In the meantime, so many other things going on when it comes to politics, because we're just off of the midterms, and really any of the political shows, and that's why I call it the Sunday Swirl, because there's so many talking heads, so many swirling opinions, and so many shows. And on the tube, when you wake up, a lot of times if you flip on the regulars, that's what you're going to hear. And you heard a lot of rehashing what happened with the Democrats, what was it that the Republicans did well, what does this mean next for the Dems, what does it mean for the Republicans, who's going to run in 2016, yada, yada, yada. And what does it mean for immigration, and what does it mean for Obamacare? And we've talked about this on the show a lot, and we're going to Washington again in January to give you a glimpse of all sides of this, from the Democratic point of view, from the Republican point of view, from the consumer point of view, from the people in the biz, and all of the spin in between when it comes to your health care. So 2015, a lot of things kick in with the affordable health care, you know, with all of the whole rollout, because now it's into its second year, and that means fines and other things will start to happen. But the Republicans are vowing repealing at least parts of it, so we'll see how far that goes. And by the way, over the weekend, George W. Bush said the odds of Jeb running in 2016 were 50-50. That sounds like all of us when we're talking about football. Or, as my friend Joey used to tell me, heads I win, tails you lose. I know that I have said that I had some pretty good inside information telling me that Jeb Bush would run. And the reason Bush would be interesting to a lot of people was because of the ability to raise money, and that's all part of this gig. You got to be able to be electable, you got to be able to raise money. And the fact that with so much of the population that's going to be Hispanic, as his numbers are growing, he speaks fluent Spanish. He's married to a woman from Colombia, so he gets the culture. That's really what helped him partially when he was governor of Florida. But in wrestling with that decision, you know, if you're the Republican Party chair, you're Rentz Priebus, you probably liked all the buzz of anyone who says they want to run now. But I said this, there's the dangers of creating the beauty pageant atmosphere that they had last time around. When everybody, it was great for the networks because everybody wanted to see the debates because there was too many debates. And then that's where you started to have a lot of gaffes. Then other things would come out about some of the politicians who wanted to run, and they would, it was like an episode of The Real Housewives, and then they'd be gone the next time around. And if I were previous, that's not at all what I would want to see this happen this time around. I would want to be very strategic about how many debates happened. I'd be very, very picky about the debates. Have them absolutely, but not have as many as they had last time around. And I don't know, if you're previous, who is the best candidate right now, who's the best candidate to put up there that's going to be able to compete against whatever happens on the Democratic side, which we most likely believe is Hillary Clinton, right? So the women vote is higher than the male vote in most cases by at least a few percentage points. I was just looking this up the other day, and we'll see the demographics will change. All of this is important when you're the guy who's the chair, because you want to get somebody elected from the party. You're thinking about that. Who's electable? What ticket is good? And they're thinking about it all the time. And they're especially thinking about it now. Especially they're thinking about it now. Tomas is listening to us in the great state of Michigan, soon to be the snowy state. Hey, Tomas, how are you? Tomas. We lost him. He pulled a Dan. Somehow. His headset went out or something. So anyway, I think that is incredibly significant. What some of the behind the scenes, what some of the maneuvering is that's happening right now is very huge for as you get closer and closer to 2015. And then once we roll into the new year, you know how that goes. Time is sort of like not our friend, right? In one way. That's why that everybody always says, live in the present, every self-help book and everybody preaching about, you know, if you want to feel good, live in the present. Because tick, 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 and before you know it, they'll have to come up with who the real candidates are, and, you know, then they've got to weigh the odds on, or, you know, can they win or not. All right, we're up against it, but let's go to Tomas because we've got a great interview in the wings. Hey, Tomas.
Hey, well, first of all, from my heart, happy birthday to all my brothers and sisters in the United States Marine Corps. Semper Fi.
Semper Fi. Amen, brother. Yeah, it's Veterans Day coming up here, yeah.
And, because 10 November is our birthday. But
yes.
Let me tell you what, how about a little movie review?
Let's hear it.
Have you seen the movie Interstellar?
No. Was it good?
Woo-hoo! Let me tell you. That's an awesome, outstanding, yahoo, yeehaw, wow movie. And you know what? Through it all, you can see, you can feel, you can almost taste American exceptionalism, but not just, you know, the red, white, and blue, but it shows you that why American exceptionalism is not just about America, but it's about the human race's exceptionalism when it's free, you know, when it's unbound. And that's what makes America great, and that's what will make the human race great. I tell you, I know you'll love it, your family will love it, and everybody out there, I think, will really like that movie. And that's...
Go see it!
I'm waiting for your book, girl.
You know what? We will. I promise you, we will send you a book, Tomas. That is a great review, and that's number two for Tomas. And by the way, Tomas, Cop from New Jersey says, Semper Fi, November 10th, 1775. So he's right there with you. Thanks for saying that. And thanks for the quick review. He says a lot of American exceptionalism on display in Interstellar. You know, I read a great review over the weekend about that movie, talking about Christopher Nolan, the guy who did one of the Batmans, if you remember, the current Batmans of the last couple of years anyway, and what it was like to work with him and how they desperately wanted him to do it. And he was such a big difference maker in this motion picture. Speaking of difference makers, Barbara Rhine joins us now, big time activist. Some of you might not agree with some of her causes, but let me tell you, she is passionate, and she was very close with Cesar Chavez, and man, it is cool talking to her. Stay with us.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Welcome back to America Tonight. So pleased to welcome to the show, I think, a really interesting lady who had, as you can imagine, a pretty interesting time in dealing with everything that was kind of flying around Cesar Chavez's head. She was the legal counsel. She gave some legal counsel and representation to him and the American Farm Workers Union in the 70s. Barbara, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for having me.
So, you know, it's interesting. They just had the movie that was done. I think Michael Pena played Chavez, and I thought it was just a great, to me, it. I think he captured him from what I know from other people who dealt with him. Did you see that movie, and what can you tell us about the man?
Yeah, I certainly did see the movie, and I actually blogged about it, and I have both great things to say about the movie and some criticisms about omissions. But the man, Cesar Chavez, was a fabulous leader in the sense in his heyday. He was completely charismatic, and he was fun to be around. You know, he's a minor character in my book, which is called Tell No Lies, which is a fictional account of the United Farm Workers and during the buildup of a large march against a local winery, with the backdrop, which is the backdrop to a black fugitive from justice, a farm worker organizer, and a Berkeley feminist getting caught in a love triangle during one of those Cesar Chavez marches.
Boy.
So what I remember about Cesar Chavez is you'd meet him and he'd wink at you and he'd make a joke and you're captivated, and by the end of the conversation you've agreed to do something that's going to take you forever. You know?
Yes.
He was very good at that.
So he was charismatic, so people wanted to help him.
That's exactly right. And, you know, he was a diminutive guy. And, of course, he had spent his childhood as a migrant farm worker. So he certainly knew what he was about. And he just had a certain ready smile and sense of humor that actually helped him get people to help him. I believe the farm workers movement out in California was our equivalent of the larger civil rights movement. And the one thing I didn't think the film captured was the way that it became a magnet for all sorts of people to come out from the cities. You know, women's groups, black groups, brown groups. We recruited 40 lawyers to help us pro bono out there working on the law cases that emerged from the largest strike in California history, the largest agricultural strike. So it succeeded precisely because it got away from just being, although it also was, a Mexican nationalistic movement, the way it was portrayed in the movie. There were just a lot of people came out, religious figures, political figures, you know, and it ended up with getting some real protections for farm workers for the first time. I don't know if the listeners remember, but when they passed the original National Labor Relations Act, which allowed people to unionize in this country, they left out farm workers and domestic workers. It was back in the 30s, and those are huge categories, you know, back yeah. then. And so this, after this movement in the 60s and 70s in California, farm workers got passed an Agricultural Labor Relations Act, still in effect today, which guarantees the right to unionize and bargain.
Yeah. Do you think, you know, there's a backlash on unions in this country, and do you think that's fair, or do you think in some areas people have taken it to the extreme, and unfortunately it hurts other people who want to unionize even in other fields?
Well, you know, you're talking to someone from a strong union background. My own parents were union organizers way back in the day. I think that what one should keep track of is that while that backlash goes on, look what's happening. The gap between the rich and the poor is growing apace, and the people, we're losing our middle class. Unions help people establish a decent standard of living and maintain it and be able to achieve a middle class lifestyle. And I think you're seeing that most people are really migrating toward the bottom and a few migrate toward the top. And, you know, I think it will be worse for the country if that trend continues. That's for sure.
Yeah. You know, one of the groups that you also worked with were some of the anti-Iraq war organizers. And I think, I don't care what anyone's politics are, I think there's a lot of people that would jump on that bandwagon now. But when you started it, not.
Yeah. I feel like we were dead right. You know, by the way, millions of people went out into the streets worldwide to oppose President Bush's, the younger Bush's, war in Iraq. And even though the war occurred anyhow, it was an unprecedented outpouring. And I think, I bet 90% of Americans would agree now that that was a useless war, a pathetic war that just left things worse off than they were. And I do think we were right, and I think that anti-war movement isn't given enough credit for having seen it ahead of time. So thank you for asking that question.
Yeah, it's interesting because you've been involved with some really, really interesting people. You know, and if we went through your history and we were sitting down and you and I were having a cocktail together, I don't know that, I mean, we'd probably close the joint because I'd have so many questions for you. But so here's the thing. Of all the people that you met and you've dealt with over the course of your career, who to you was the most interesting and what would you want people to know about them?
Well, you know, the book, which is called Tell No Lies, and I do want to get in the name of my website, which is tellnoliesnovel.com. I think worth looking at. People can read chapter one of my book. My book is about the foot soldiers in what we used to call the movement of the 60s and the early 70s. Many of us just spent years of our lives working for political causes that we thought would better the country and better the status of women and black people and farm workers. And, you know, the list went on and get us out of some of these wars. So what I admire the most really is that activist mentality. I was never one of the leaders. I know people who are the leaders. I admire them tremendously because I know a lot of people who devote their lives to this, whether it's popular or whether it's not. But what I in my book tour, I ended up giving a sermon at a church in L.A., and the title of it was Activism is Good for the Soul. And while I was nervous about defining the soul, I decided to tell it anecdotally, like you were just suggesting that we would do if we were having a drink together. And I convinced myself, activism is good for the soul. When you go out on a march, I was just here in New York for that 400,000 person march about climate change. You are, I at least, am a happy camper that day. You know, I feel like I'm in the world that I hope to see emerge, and I'm always joyful, and I always feel fully alive. So that's what I admire the most, are the people who just keep on going out there for what they believe in. And, you know, sometimes you take it in the neck. The book is about people who, well, one guy through no fault of his own, who definitely has his whole life changed because of certain decisions he made. So sometimes it's very, very difficult, but that's what I admire.
Yeah. The you know, if we take you back to those days in the 70s and you first got the phone call about this American Farm Workers Union, what
you know, it's called
the
United Farm Workers Union. So sorry to interrupt you,
United, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's okay.
What was that like for you to get that call? Do you remember when you first got the call?
I do. You know, I was very young, but I had already quit the law once. Right, because I didn't like it. It was seemed boring. So I was out there being a hippie and doing carpentry and making a living through that and a combination of unemployment insurance. And I got recruited, of course, by a boyfriend at the time to go out to work for the Farm Workers Union. So the first time I went, I was driving out and the Gallo Winery was trying to evict every single farm worker from a labor camp that they lived in retaliation for them having gone on strike. So I'm driving out to the valley really nervous, thinking I've got to study this eviction defense manual I've got with me, you know. And I get to a tiny little courthouse, which is actually, back in those days, the judges of muni courts, as they were called, municipal courts, did not have to be lawyers. And this guy was a house painter. The judge was a house painter. And the courthouse was packed with workers. And I met a woman who's still a dear friend of mine today, Aggie Rose Chavez, who was the main organizer of the Gallo strike at the time. So she had all the workers there, and the workers were largely either Mexican or Portuguese, and Aggie, who had been raised in a Portuguese farm worker family, knew both languages. So everything that I said was translated first into Spanish, then into Portuguese. So I had plenty of time to decide what I was going to say. I didn't have to be nervous. I quoted the Constitution. I found some case law, whatever all I said.
That's a lot of time.
And we were at least able to put off those evictions for quite some time because we had, you know, the legal strategy in that era was deeply tied in with the organizing strategy. And every time we went to court, that's what was there, a mass of people and red flags blowing in the wind. And, you know, made a difference.
Yeah. The UFW, I mean, certainly put them on the map. There's no question about that. So if we were in your office, is your office just like a collage of the 60s and 70s and all the different causes?
Oh, I don't know. I tend to be more spare than that. I have art on my walls, to be honest. But my brain is that collage. That's what I've been realizing while I've been doing this book tour for Tell No Lies, that people seem to be interested in the activism of that period because that's what everyone asks me about. And the youth seems hungry to believe that they can make a change. And we really believed that. We just believed that. We didn't always know what we were doing. Sometimes we were not naive because we were very well informed, but we didn't always get everything we wanted. We made mistakes on the way. But we just had this kind of indefatigable energy to go out and try to change things in the way that we thought they ought to happen. And that was a great way to spend your youth. So, you know, I'm hoping that the youth will read this book and that they'll feel inspired to live their lives that way, because it's become difficult when money is always the bottom line. And, you know, the economy is more difficult for the young than it was when I was young.
Yeah,
but
boy, is
nonetheless,
that the truth.
You know, the kids are yearning for idealism. They're, I think, the ones I run into, they really They don't want to always have to be thinking of the bottom line and plan their career from the minute they step into college. You know, they want to live fully and get to that later on. But
Yep, I agree with you. Live fully. Boy, that's a good message to take out of this for sure. Barbara Rhine, what a delight to speak with you, and tell everyone they can pick up your book, I'm sure, Amazon.com, Tell No Lies.
Absolutely, and it's also at Diesel Books in Oakland. It's at Time-Tested Books in Sacramento, Busboys and Poets in Hyattsville, Maryland, all places I've appeared, and on my website, TellNoLiesNovel.com.
Great. Barbara,
thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Barbara. Bye-bye.
All right.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I like to see you right across the floor. I like to do the thing, serious colorful mode.
The Berlin Wall, some of what was heard to celebrate the 25 years of the wall coming down, 25 years ago, and what a difference the wall was to people's lives in Germany, and after it tumbled down, what a huge difference it was to the people. In the beginning, tougher, and now it's gotten easier. In a much different way, life is different than it was when the wall fell in Berlin, but can you imagine living in those conditions? You were either free or you were stuck. In my opinion, you were stuck, absolutely. So now it's about a whole different world, and the fight 25 years later, why so many people actually go to Berlin, because they want to see that piece of history. And it's one of those places that I think if the sidewalks could cry, they probably would, especially during the dark, terrible days of the Cold War. Now you got a unified city as of, 1989. So to commemorate the 25 years, a lot of people went back to Berlin. A lot of people traveled from a lot of other areas to be there, and there were all kinds of festivals and music and that kind of stuff. And Berlin now, if you ever watch any like HGTV, if you've seen any travel shows and they show Berlin, it's sort of like this wild urban environment with big giant green spaces and massive internet cafes and Wi-Fi that's incredibly fast, hip cafes, that kind of stuff. Millions of people go to visit Berlin to see a piece of history, and also because it's a hip, cool place to be. And, you know, one of the most famous sites, of course, is the Brandenburg Gates. And you see the different sides from the east side or from the other side. And it's pretty darn impressive to look through that and think of what a difference one of our presidents made in an effort to chip away at enemies and then ultimately bring that wall down. And, of course, now so many people can spout chapter and verse of Ronald Reagan. And who doesn't know the words, you know, Mr. Gorbachev, bring that wall down. I mean, absolutely. It's got to be one of the more famous lines uttered in history. And it's a different world now. But imagine if there hadn't been that push. Imagine if things were different and it had stayed the way it was. Well, there's no way that was going to happen. And then sure enough, boom, that's it. And how about this? I just got a text about this, but leaders in China and Japan have actually held their first talks, face-to-face talks, since they took office, because there's lots of tension between these two countries. Remember, there was debate over some islands, and Caroline Kennedy, who was our U.S. ambassador to Japan, was kind of stepping into the middle of that. So the fact that you have the Chinese president and the Japanese prime minister that were in the Great Hall of the People in Beijing, that's a pretty big deal. The last formal sit-down between the two countries happened about 3 years ago, and that was back in December, so that would have been like 2011. And after that, things just really, really soured, especially over the dispute over those uninhabited islands in the East China Sea. It looked pretty bad. Remember, we weren't even flying planes. There were some airlines that stopped flying planes for a day or two because they didn't want them to be over that airspace. And now they're sitting down. So obviously some progress there when we talk about tearing things apart and changing relationships. I started off the show mentioning the weather and talking about how unseasonably cold it may be for some places, and look out for snow for so many other places, because it's a polar vortex heading your way with a wild Arctic chill. And some of this is because of this, well, most of it is because of this Pacific typhoon that's pulling the air from Canada over the midsection of our country anyway. And we're seeing, some people are going to also see, when I say the temperatures, the Arctic chill, well, what does that mean to you? It means below zero. They're even talking about on Tuesday, by Tuesday, you may see 9 below 0. Whew. 9 below 0. That's when you don't want any skin exposed. That's when you got to be wrapped up, baby. But people in the Midwest, you all get this. You get the gloves and the scarf and the hat. You always have the emergency stuff ready. It's the rest of us in warmer parts of the country when suddenly we're smashed with the unexpected. We're very unprepared. But in the Northeast, in the Midwest, absolutely. You know, Montana, Nebraska, all those spots. I lived in Nebraska, and nobody was worried if there was a ton of snow. Nobody was worried about cool temperatures, crazy temperatures, freezing temperatures, because they knew exactly what to do. They've been through it their whole life, and they were prepared. It's like in this show I say, I learned my lesson. You got to be emergency prepared. You have to have the right things, at least a handful of things, in case the unexpected weather-wise or some other freak thing happens. Well, now we get a little bit of warning, and we knew that this polar crush, a.k.a. vortex, was coming, so there was time to actually prepare for this. I'll tell you one thing that some people weren't prepared for was this wild fireball meteor that flew through the skies of Texas. A lot of people saw it stream across the sky and had no idea what it was. You know, that's when you start to get the crazy phone calls. I swear it was a UFO. I swear, and I think it crashed. I think it crashed in my neighbor's yard. A lot of people were reporting the stream on Saturday night, and scientists are looking at the detail, trying to investigate it. But NASA is saying it's what they call a fireball, and it's when a meteor is a meteor brighter than the planet Venus. So it's so bright it gets picked up, and the NASA cameras in the mountains of New Mexico could pick it up, and they say it's very unusual. That means that's a bright event if that's happening. They think it was about 4 feet wide, weighed 4,000 pounds, and burned five times brighter than a full moon. 4,000 pounds. And a lot of people all over Texas, I didn't see it, but a lot of people all over Texas were calling in to report that they saw it at about 8:45 Central Time on Saturday night, just whizzing, just a bright fireball whizzing by. They could, a lot of people reported that they could see it very, very clearly. Very clearly. And then the ground shook when it landed, and they're saying it landed near San Antonio, Texas. Oh, that'd be crazy, wouldn't it? That is a wow moment. If all of a sudden you're looking up into this, you're looking up into the sky at the right moment because you're not expecting this. Nobody said to look for a meteor. It just happened. And then you see this giant fireball whiz through. And especially if it landed somewhere where it had to be in your vicinity or you thought it was because of how close you could see it. So this ground shaking in San Antonio, that's where it was hurling through the sky from that direction. And it's like just a shower producing the fireballs. They say it could have been a piece of rock from a main asteroid belt between Mars and Jupiter. They say they got to wait to get more information so they can break it apart, discriminate, figure out what it was when it hit the Earth's atmosphere, what that was. But thousands of them happen. Thousands of them happen in the Earth's atmosphere every single day, but how many people get a chance to see it? Not very many, I gotta say. Have you ever seen that? We just happen to look up at the right time? I'd love to. I'm gonna go out and look right now. I'm doing it. I'm leaving. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
The Big Berkey Water Filter.
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection.
protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.